Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Goldens, and I'm going to talk to you about shooting the moon. Well, I took some photographs the other day of the moon, and this is because I was coming back from my walk with a dog, and I noticed that the moon was looking quite large on the horizon. And if you're going to get a good picture of the moon, that's the best place to do it because it's as big as possible. So I ran inside the house and went upstairs to the upstairs terrace and shot some handheld photos of the moon. I didn't have time to go and get the tripod because I want to get these shots straight away. But what I did do was to steady the shots by holding the camera next to something steady. And I was able to use long enough exposure to do this. But the moon's pretty bright anyway, so it wasn't too slow. And I did get some fairly good non-shaky shots. And there was a point as well where I was able to put the camera steady on the wall. And also I was able to use a longer shutter speed setting. So I shot a number of shots of the moon so I could get the correct exposure. And it would have been perhaps a good idea for me to shoot as a HDR with three exposures of them, two stops apart. But what I did do instead was to alter the exposure settings manually. And I shot a couple of them with them at -3 EV stops. So that was making it look... So the rest of the photograph was dark, but the moon was just kind of right. So that you could see the features of the moon. So I was working with a raw image, so this is the type of photograph you get in the camera where you've got all the detail. And I was able to pull back from the shadow area some of the detail anyway. So first of all, what I decided to do was to have a look at the application Intensify Pro. And generally the settings in there are quite helpful, and for some reason or other the masking wasn't working as well as I wanted to. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to select the moon so that I got that exposure setting just correctly for that. And then I wanted to deselect that and invert the selection so that I had the rest of it selected, leave the moon as it was, and then just work on the background and have the details coming out of the shadows. And as I say, with Intensify Pro, the masking wasn't really working as well as it could have done. It was getting a terrible edge to it. I couldn't get the hard edge, and it always seemed to want to do sort of a soft edge, and I was struggling with it. So the only thing to do was to get out my trusty bitmap editing application for the Mac called Pixelmator. Now, Pixelmator is a really good application which I really should use more often for all sorts of reasons. There's a huge number of tools in there for making adjustment to photos, and plenty of tools in there that are good for all sorts of other artistic reasons for making digital art, such as using layers, using different blend modes, lots of different effects and so on, and probably more variety of things that you can do than you can do with Intensify Pro. Intensify Pro does have a more sort of better range of tools for working with photography specifically, but there tend to be things that you do with a whole photo, although there is a nice graduated tone that you can, or graduated masking that you can put in there, which is one way of masking things off. And there is a way that you can paint a mask on or paint a mask out. But as I say, it wasn't really working too well for me on this particular occasion. So what I did was isolate the moon on the Pixelmator by using the magic wand selector. So you just click and you drag, and when you've got a really light, bright object on a background, black background, it was very easy to do that. And then I was able to get those levels just perfect so the moon looked just right. Invert the selection, and then I was able to basically bring the trees that were in the picture out. Now, when I did that, the colour wasn't just right. So what I needed to do then was to colourise it. So again, Pixelmator has a lovely little effect on there where you can just drag an effect on there and then just do a bit of changing so that you get the colour that you want. You can easily change the hue that you want. So you go around the colour wheel, choose whether you want purple, red or orange or whatever sort of colour. And then you can decide whether you want it a dark sort of blue or a light blue. I went for a darker sort of blue, which is going to be just right for a background for my moon. Now, there is a Star Wars movie that has a planet that's got two moons. And I was thinking of that at the time. And I thought, let's give this photograph two moons. So I selected my moon. In fact, I already had my moon selected. And I decided to copy it and to put it elsewhere on the photo. So I just pasted that back in, and it was on a different layer. So just to make it look a little bit different, I was able to alter the size of that moon and add some colour to that as well. And as I say, it's just a bit of fun with Pixelmator, and I ended up with a photo that was edging more towards digital art. But there's loads of different things you can do with photos in Pixelmator. Recently what I did was I took a photograph of some poppies in a field, And I thought, well, let's make this a bit more interesting. I'd already posted the photograph on Google Plus so that people could see what that photograph looked like in its normal state, or it was intensified, a little bit intensified pro. But then I put it into Pixelmator and I got another photograph of some machinery. I decided that what I would do is I would have the vignetted area around the outside of it where the machinery should have came through rather than the pictures of the flowers. So it just gave it a bit of a different look, really. And I was able to put this photograph on the top, so I did a bit of editing using the opacity of that top photograph, changed that to where I just got it the way I wanted it. And then also what I was able to do was able to change the blend mode. And with that, you can get some quite interesting effects. So in the end, I came up with something again that was a little bit different. I mean, flower photos are okay in themselves, but sometimes, well, there's just too many of them. And let's just do something that's a bit more artistic and a little bit different. So as you know, I'm well into photography and I'm really quite, I've done quite a few articles on my websites about various aspects of photography. HDR photography, using things like the Photomatix Pro, using Pixelmator, using Intensified Pro, and other applications on my Mac. So this is Dave Allen talking to you about photography, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.